Welcome to our January, our third week of January, January 16th, our mentorship session tonight. I want to welcome everybody who's watching this in the recording. And I want to say hi to everybody who's here tonight. And I am excited to be here. I'm excited to see you all. A couple points of just announcements. I want to just remind everybody that April 5th through 7th, we will be having our retreat up at Prama. Very excited about it. Just know that you can send in your registration, even if you don't have the deposit to send in yet. Just let us know that you want to come. We'll hold a spot for you. I'm not stressing about that at all. I don't want you to stress about it. If finances are an issue, then reach out and let me know. Prama is really a wonderful place to have retreat, and it's private, and we have a really great time there. And it's a really, really good way to connect with the people here that you don't necessarily get to know face-to-face and bring all this beautiful medicine work that we're doing together into Sacred Circle with each other. And we've had a lot of fun at the last two retreats, and I'm very excited to do that again. So reach out to Madison at support@bloompost.com, I think it is, if you have any questions about that. But like I said, some people have been saying they wanted to come, but they don't have the deposit yet. It's totally fine. Just send in your registration and let us hold you a spot, because I'd really like to see you there. And you'll get to meet some of the folks from Arkansas who finished the four-month training, the immersion version of that, And hopefully some of the folks who are starting the training this weekend will be there. And a lot of the people in this group are in the advanced training or have done a four-month training with me. So you're really getting to connect with a lot of students who have a lot of experience, and it's really deep. When you have a lot of people who've walked this journey together, it gets really deep. The other thing I want to mention, thank you for sending healing energy. I had to make myself a list. So thank you for sending healing energy for my back and my hip and my knee and all the things. I'll still take any more you want to send, but I really do appreciate it. I also want to say thank you to Sandra and Aaron for really taking care of these sessions the last couple times. It's really spirit-led in that if this had happened 6 months ago, I don't know what I would have done, because I didn't have apprentices who could step up. And so divine alignment, and that now there's the support of these really talented students who can lead if I'm not able to be here. And I'm very excited about what you all did at the last session that I missed, and your words for the year and your animal totem or totems that go with that word. And Erin had questions, specific questions to help you really tangibly work with that. And she posted those in the Facebook group. If you missed those, I got to read over those and answer those questions for myself. It was really cool. So Erin and Sandra, great job. Thank you again for really stepping up into leadership. And I want to mention that I'd really like to continue to support you in your intentions for this year, how to tangibly manifest the things you set into motion at that last session. So ask questions on the Facebook page that you would like me to bring into session. If you want me to do some one-on-one work with you, just know that when I work with you one-on-one, everybody in the group receives, and it's really powerful. Even if you don't think it's something they're working with, they are, or they have, or they will. So it's really great to do that if you feel comfortable working one-on-one, so that I can take the group along and everybody can do it together. And I really want to be able to answer questions and work with you one-on-one and keep this momentum happening of your intentions. So it's not one of those make an intention at New Year's and then forget about it by Valentine's Day, right? And I also want to mention that we are doing a daily meditation. I'm doing 5 minutes a day, and then if it ends up being more, that's great. And if it doesn't, that's fine too. I've found that 5 minutes is really short, which makes me feel good that feels short, because there are days when it feels long, but today it felt very short. So that was exciting. But yeah, I do that personally because I can sit down for 5 minutes and end up there for much longer. But I also don't beat myself up if I feel like I only have the space for 5 minutes that day. One of the things I do as well is put it on my to-do list. I like to put my to-be list on my to-do list, because if I don't put meditation on my to-do list and all the other things that I choose to to be, then I can often forget. So add your to be list to your to do list. I find that if it's, I like to check things off, and I like to make lists and feel like I've accomplished things by checking them off. So meditation is one of those things that I've added to the list now. And it really has been great to feel other people in the group doing this, even though we're not doing it at the same time and we're doing different styles and different ways of doing it. Doesn't matter. Last night, I got on a phone call when I was going to meditate. I ended up on a call and I forgot to meditate. I was getting ready to fall asleep and I went, oh, and I had that moment of, meh, and I thought, the group's doing it, you know, and I did feel that sense of accountability, so I did my meditation, and it felt really good and really grounding, so I just want to thank you all for doing that, and if you're not doing it, that's okay, too. Please know, you can start at any time. We're going to do this at least together as a group until a lunar cycle next month, I think February 12th. When the moon is exactly half in the sky again. I think that's really beautiful. I like that we're starting half moon to half moon. We honor the full moon and new moon so much, and sometimes the other aspects of the moon don't get their fair shake. So there's medicine in all of these, and all of these aspects of the lunar cycle. So I'm excited that we're doing half moon to half moon. What else did I put on here? So one thing I want to mention is I want to open the space and invoke some mojo for us. And I talk about grounding. And Banta, I liked what you posted about. I didn't get a chance to read it, so I may not specifically reference all the things in it. But the gist of it is that the energetics of the earth are shifting. And so you know, North Pole, True North is no longer True North, really. And at least as we've declared it, right? And how the poles are shifting and things internally for Pachamama, the earth, are shifting. And so directionally, everything's shifted, and it's not the way we've always known it to be. And Banta, you made a comment, I think, something about what is this mean for us grounding with the earth or something, which is a great question and really interesting to sit with. So I want to touch on that before we open the space, because I want you to be sitting with this when we journey tonight, and I want you to be sitting with this. We're just going to do a brief opening, and then I want to do a little bit more teaching, and then we'll do a shamanic journey. But we talk about grounding because it's a tool that helps us get in our bodies. It helps us get still. When we talk about being like a tree and putting roots into the earth, we're really invoking stillness, awareness, coming back to yourself, slowing down. And we use the earth as our grounding rod, so to speak, as our place to ground, because we have a sense of the earth being still and grounded. But the truth is, we're on a giant rock hurtling through space. So let go of attachments to groundedness, because we're on a giant rock hurtling through an abyss that we don't even know how infinite it is. Just sit with that for a minute. That's always fun to think about. So I think it's important to recognize that the earth is alive. She's changing just like we are. So, and I was thinking about this because I think of Earth, you know, Mother Earth, I think of it as a feminine energy. And I was thinking about when I was 15, I had certain curves. Then when I was 25, I had different curves. And when I was 35, my curves were different. Now I'm 48, my curves are totally different. When I'm 88, my curves are going to be, I don't know where my curves are going to be, but they're going to be different, right? And the Earth is like that too. The Earth is, she's alive. She is a living entity. Her insides are changing. Her outsides are changing. She is evolving. She is growing. And I'm going to be honest, as I was sitting with what we were going to talk about tonight and preparing to be with you all, it just really dawned on me that humanity as a species is in an abusive relationship with the earth. We abuse the planet as a species. I'm not saying that you're going out paving the planet, but there are corporations and energies doing that kind of stuff, and we don't have the best relationship with this living, breathing, alive energy that we live on, and we're actually a part of her. We put our ancestors in the ground or spread their ashes, and we are our ancestors, past, present, and future. That's a story for another day. So we're part of the earth as well. We are part of this planet. We have a living relationship with the earth. So just like you're different than you were 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago, so is the earth. And she's shifting and she's healing and she's growing and she's also being wounded. And then she's healing from that and she's responding to how she's treated, just like you would respond to how you're treated in relationship. And it's so important that we have a healthy, vibrant, alive, palpable relationship with Mother Earth. It's so important because she is literally another personality. Just like you wouldn't walk up to your friend and pour cement on her. That's what we do to the planet all the time, right? I mean, I'm just trying to think of a basic example. So this living, breathing personality, this energy, is a friend. She's just like a person walking down the street. And she's also a big chunk of rock hurtling through the abyss, okay? And we're part of her. So we're grounding into something that we perceive as not moving. But the truth is, everything is moving. Everything is energy. Even the trees are moving. It's just so slow that we don't perceive it. I remember the first time I walked through a forest years ago and received counsel and download and a felt, sense, lived experience of nothing is still. Nothing is still. Everything is vibrating. So everything is moving, right? So we talk about grounding, and we shift and change, and the earth is going to shift and change. So you can still ground into the earth and use this tool of sending roots into the earth as a way to still yourself, to calm yourself, to make, bring yourself back to being present, to get back into alignment, to straighten your energy. Plant medicine ceremonies straighten your energy. Trees show us what that looks like, while knowing that there is no grounding. Grounding is within, period. It's within. Nothing outside of us will ground us. We must ground within ourselves. We're simply using the idea of grounding as a tool to get back into our bodies and get into awareness and stillness and to be more conscious. So, and present. And I'm kind of feeling like maybe grounding, like maybe we need a different word, like take a moment and embody or something, because we can get attached to these ideas of needing to ground. And even Marianne had mentioned a few weeks ago or last month, she wants to have a sense of movement and she felt resistant to having to ground. But grounding isn't about staying still, because nothing is still. Everything's vibrating. Everything is moving in vibration. So I really appreciate you posting that, Banta. I don't think you were asking any of those questions. I just wanted to bring that to the group, and I appreciate you posting it, because that's one of the reasons why it's so important to recognize that the earth is a living, breathing entity, and she's shifting and changing and having her evolutionary experience. And so the session we did, I think in December, if you all remember, we did an extended shamanic journey. And if you haven't checked it out, find it. It's in the archives. Check it out. And we did this long shamanic journey, and we were with the earth when she was born, and we were with the earth when she died, just as if we're with a human. And it was really powerful. And so just know that nothing is permanent. Nothing is truly still. Even in stillness, there's movement and motion. And I know I keep saying the same thing over and over. I just cannot reiterate enough how important it is that the earth is having her evolutionary experience. She's living and breathing just like we are. And that's one of the reasons I would like for us all to have healthy relationship with the planet. And at the same time, maybe this was Aaron who told me this. I can't remember. Somebody said, everything in your life came from the planet. Like that was Aaron. Okay. Aaron, apprentice Aaron. Everything came from the planet. So the cement came from the planet. Metal, this, your phone, it's from the earth. Nothing is on the earth that didn't get created here. So meaning You know, we can look at things and go, oh, well, that's not natural, but it all came from the earth. That building came from things brought together with the earth, drugs created by things found here on the planet. Like, it's all found and created here on the planet. And so in a way, it's all natural. It's not the things themselves, it's being in right relationship. It's our relationship, it's the way we're behaving and being with all those things that the planet is gifting us so that we can create things. So that's a really big thing to open up. I'm gonna leave it right there. You're on a giant rock hurtling through space. Okay, good night. But I do think it's important to step back and get a really, 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 really big picture perspective. Because we get so attached. And when you recognize, oh, I'm on a big rock hurtling through space in this abyss with dark and stars, okay, that we don't even know the extent of it, just, yeah, chillax, people. Seriously, relax, breathe. Nobody's driving this earth. Nobody's driving this earth. She's doing it. And she may not even be doing it. I mean, we might literally be floating in space. So let's have fun with that. Let's relax. Let's see the big picture and the macro and the micro perspectives here. And remember that she's growing just like we are. So with that in mind, I want to do a brief opening. And then we're going to talk a little bit about shadow work. Then we're going to journey. So I have fun with shadow work. So nice deep breath into your belly. If you're able to do that, if you're driving or doing something else, you can't close your eyes, that's okay. But if you're able to just close your eyes, take a moment, take some nice breaths into your belly. It's good to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And just sit with what it means to you to ground as we open up sacred space. Sit with this idea of really coming back to yourself, fully embodying yourself, quietness and stillness within yourself. And see if you can find that place within yourself where you know you are held, you are grounded within yourself, regardless of what's going on around you. And if you can't find that place, that's okay. Meditation is one of the ways to help you find that stillness within yourself. Invoking the pillars of this temple, archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are together in medicine world. So that everything I invoked is invoked around each of you. Activating your personal body temple grids. Mine as well. We are together in medicine world where everything is pure love and pure medicine. Invoking the support and assistance of this beautiful earth. Pachamama, Mother Gaia, calling her energy forth, calling her spirit to us, asking to be in right relationship, in personal relationship with this beautiful home that is part of us. Invoking our ancestors of the past, ancestors of the future, remembering that we are the ancestors of the present. Invoking the support of all of our lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms our awareness in those lifetimes that will be of highest support to us in this lifetime, this awareness. Invoking our healing teams. Invoking your guides, your guardians, your protectors in the seen and unseen realms, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms. Giving thanks for all this good support. Giving thanks that we are never alone. Even as we walk by ourselves, we are never alone. And if it feels good to envision your energy as a great tree and sinking roots down into this beautiful Mother Earth, you can do that, the understanding that you are intimately linking with another energy, linking in with her medicine, her wisdom. It's like your energetic roots are clasping hands with the energetic roots, hands of the earth, linking solidarity and love and appreciation. Just see how that feels for a moment. As you take a nice breath into your belly, just an awareness that this was about 6 minutes of opening space, and that is a meditation right there. You just meditated for 6 minutes. So take some nice breaths into your belly and keep that connection with the earth. As you link in with your own body, find your koshko, your core. Really bring yourself into your core, right at your belly, your dantian, just above your belly button. Feeling your guides circled up with you right there in your personal space. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So for me, grounding is a term I've used because it was what I was taught, but I really like that this came up today because I'm realizing that grounding is really about embodiment, being present, being fully present in my body. Even if I'm in an airplane flying to another country and I don't literally feel grounded, even if I'm traveling or everything's chaotic or there's that. We did that session where we were in the hurricane or the tornado. I think the hurricane because it came from the water, right? And we still found our centeredness within all that movement. So grounding might not be the best word for the intention that we're really setting when we bring ourselves into that place of stillness. So if grounding resonates for you, and if I say grounding, you know what I mean. And I really appreciate that came up. And I like the feeling of intertwining my energies with the earth in a very loving way because she is my mother, my father, my abuelo, my abuela, you know, we're one. So it makes sense to energetically link with her, like when the roots of trees link together. And then we do feel more stable, even as we're hurtling through space. Right? Because we're linked together because we're connected. Connection creates that sense of grounding. Okay. So I'm feeling more grounded already. I want to talk a little bit about shadow work because Shelley had asked a question about that and wanted to know what it means. So We have a number of counselors and therapists in the group who could probably give you a much better psychological description of what it means. And if any of you counselors or therapists have books about shadow work that you think are resonant or, you know, would be good for the group, feel free to post them on the Facebook page. I'm going to give you the basics of what shadow work means, the very basic fundamentals. And some of you may already know about shadow work, so this will be a great reminder and bringing you back to this work. So in Freudian psychology, the shadow is that part of our psyche that we're not aware of, and it's considered negative, the parts of ourselves that we're not aware of that aren't necessarily good. But in Carl Jung had a different way of looking at it, where the shadow, again, is those places in our psyche that we don't have consciousness of. However, it's not necessarily a negative. It can become a negative if we don't bring awareness to it. So again, very much simplifying that. But the idea of shadow is that it's aspects that you're not conscious of, aspects of your behavior, your belief systems, things that you say and do, and just not having consciousness of where that's coming from. So for example, you might have a really strong belief in something that you've had your whole life, but you're in shadow as to where it came from, why you believe it, where you picked it up. Does it even resonate for you anymore? You simply are just going with that belief system because it's always been there. There's more obvious examples, especially in the political arena, of seeing shadow get projected, but we all project our shadow. I was trying to think of examples today without using myself as an example, because I never do this. I totally do this. We all do it. So if someone is standing there complaining that, well, John is so stingy, he's so stingy, that person is either stingy and they're in shadow because they're projecting that onto the other person, or they have shadow around stinginess and they're projecting onto the other person. So that's one way to start recognizing shadow places. If you are complaining about someone, as an example, or you look at them and you have a certain judgment about them that may not be a positive judgment, generally it's not a positive judgment, then check yourself, because you're either triggered or you're doing the same thing. You see this in the political arena a lot. That's a very obvious place where one side will say, well, you all are doing this, but it's exactly what that side is also doing. You know, we see this happen all the time, and it's shadow. Triggers are, I'm not going to go into all the psychology of this, but triggers are a great way to notice when you're in shadow. If you're triggered by something, it means you got hooked. And generally, you're reactive instead of responsive. So anytime you're reactive, that's a place where you want to check your shadow. I will have clients and students come and sit with me, and I'll see what's coming up to be worked with. And they will sometimes say, oh, I've worked with that. That's healed. I feel okay with that. That's exactly what we're going to be working with, because it's in shadow. Anything you think you've got figured out, shadow. Just put that on the list. Let me tell you from personal experience, because I've done the same thing. It's never all done. So if you think you've got something figured out and that's all healed, it's definitely in shadow. If there's places you don't want to look at, that's your shadow. The places that you're not even conscious of that are helping dictate your behavior and you don't want them to, or maybe you do want them to, but you don't know that it's happening, that's shadow. It's really our psyche that we're not conscious of. And so I think this is a really great question, because it gives me the opportunity to share that the basis of the work we're doing is shadow work. I just don't talk about it that much. I don't bring it up because we don't necessarily need to harp on the things you're not conscious of. If I'm talking to you about the things you're not conscious of, you won't know what I'm talking about probably, because you're not conscious of it, right? So I don't come in straight on to, let's talk about things you're not conscious of. Tell me some things you're not conscious of we can work with. Doesn't make any sense, right? So I tend to come in the back door and sneak into those unconscious places so that you can have those revelations and go, oh, I was not aware of that. And then you have awareness of why you're doing certain things you're doing and why certain things trigger you, and you can start creating shifts. But this work ultimately is about awareness and consciousness and excavating all of those places that you're not aware of so that you have awareness and consciousness. Because once you have that, you really do write your own story. And I'm not talking Facebook meme or some spiritual bumper sticker. I'm talking you literally write your story. You move the energy in such a way that your life is in the alignment that you choose. And you are no longer tossed and turned by all the things that are happening in your life. You really can be grounded. Because even when there's chaos, if you have awareness, you can not be affected by that. You can stay grounded within that. So all of this work is ultimately shadow work. Instead of coming in and trying to dig out all the dirt in the bottom of the cup, I've talked about this before. I've talked about grace and ease. If you have a cup and it's got all this dirt in the bottom, you can go in and try to scoop it all out, or you can just pour water into the cup and let the water fill up, and the dirt will make its way out of the cup. And the cup will also be full. That's the way I like to work at this point. I've worked all the other ways, not all the ways, but I've worked, definitely done a lot of excavating, and there's times for that. The way I work is to empower you to have a sense of strength and embodiment and feel present and grounded so that when those shadow places come up, you feel supported and prepared and you can be with them, because shadow places aren't always the easiest things to look at. And generally it's the stuff you don't want to look at. That's why it's in shadow. So before we dive into some deep shame-based behavior or shame-based belief system that you're dealing with that's affecting everything in your life and you don't even know it, I want to gently fill the cup so that you feel the strength and support to go there and you have the tools to continue the work. So when you work with me, the place I start is, let's get you in touch with your guides. Let's get you in touch with your support system in the realms. Ideally, let's get you in touch with some human support as well, which is why we create community. And then with that support, let's do some soul retrieval. Let's start bringing you back to yourself. That's how we're filling the cup. Because as you do those soul retrievals and bring yourself back to yourself with grace and ease, it will automatically start clearing some of those things and the shadow places will come up. That's why when you start working with me or when you sign up for a trainer, when you do these sessions, sometimes you're like, this is supposed to help me feel better. I feel worse. Yeah, because we're clearing the things to actually get you to feeling better on a deep level. I don't want to just get you feeling better at a superficial place. You go back to your regularly scheduled program and nothing has really transformed. It might have changed temporarily, but it hasn't truly transformed. I want to do transformational work. Okay, so that's what we're doing. Transformational work takes time. It can happen at the speed of thought, and we're also dense third dimensional energy. So sometimes it's really slow, poco a poco. And it's exciting to be on the mountaintop and have those really big mountaintop experiences where it's very dramatic and you're like, I'm changed, right? We all like that. It's fun to be on the top of Mount Everest, but you can't live on the top of Mount Everest. You can't live up there. You gotta, you know, go to the top of Mount Everest, have that peak spiritual experience, plant your flag, take your photos, tell everybody on Facebook, and then you get to come back down into the valley and integrate it into your life. You gotta integrate it into your daily life. So this is why I work the way I do. I'm not coming straight in and going, let's look at your shadow. I'm coming in and saying, let's get you buoyed and strong and in your body and grounded and feeling all the support. And as we do that, it will automatically start pulling your stuff up if you're willing to go there. And that's the thing about shadow work. You got to be willing to go there, because shame is in the shadow. Fear is in the shadow. Guilt is in the shadow. I mean, anger, all the things that you're asking to heal. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling insecure, if you don't trust yourself, if you're not able to manifest what you manifest, all this stuff, pieces of that are in the shadow. And there's a lot of good medicine in your shadow when brought to light. I'm not saying it's easy or that it feels good all the time. It doesn't always feel good. And, you know, it doesn't always feel bad. But it's in shadow for a reason. OK, because we didn't really want to look at it. Who really wants to look at all your shame? Ugh, that doesn't sound fun. But as we do that, deep healing happens. And I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that I really believe that shame is one of the core seeds of every other issue we're dealing with, at least as Westerners. I don't feel that that's the core issue for a lot of indigenous people in other countries. But as Westerners, shame is a big one. And if you're like me, shame wasn't really on my radar. I was dealing with fear and anxiety and anger and this and that and all the things which were important to deal with, but I didn't recognize that shame was a core seed of all those other experiences because it was in shadow. And I was talking to this great therapist years ago, and I mean, actually just in the last 2 or 3 years, and she started talking to me about shame, and I was like, I don't really feel like I have shame about anything. Well, that's when I went, oh, okay, that's shadow. That means that's what I get to work with, because I honestly didn't know where I didn't resonate with the word. I didn't feel ashamed. I didn't feel that. I just didn't resonate with it. And then I realized, oh, that's shadow. Okay, so I made an effort to start excavating that, to really start looking at shame and understanding what shame is. I'm just giving you an example. There's other examples. Shame is a big one. And a lot of things that you don't even recognize are attached to shame. It's under there. So when we have ceremony, those of you who've sat in tobacco ceremony with me as an example, we'll do prayers on the left side before we raise Singha, and they'll talk about things they want to clear and heal. And people will say, you know, I want to clear my fear. And I'll say, what's underneath that? And then they'll say something else. I'll say, what's underneath that? You know, I'll guide people to self-excavate, because it's great to clear fear, and there's something underneath that, and there's something underneath that, and there's something underneath that. You see what I'm saying? You really, if you want to do shadow work, you got to get real with yourself. You got to be willing to let go of belief systems and behaviors and ego and all the things that you thought were the way the world works, and be willing to open up to maybe none of the things I believe are true. Maybe they're not true. Maybe they are true. Just let go of all of it and start recognizing those places that are in shadow. So if you're wanting to do that, a great place to start is just acknowledge to your guides and to yourself, I'm ready to see some things that are in shadow with grace and ease. If you'd like to add that, I would add that personally, totally up to you. Just set the intention and the awareness that you'd like to start seeing some things that are not conscious to you at this time, so that you can shift your life, shift your behaviors that don't serve you, your attitudes and belief systems that don't serve you, and really have an awareness of why you do what you do. If you don't have awareness of it, you can't change it. And if you're reactive instead of responsive, you're in shadow. If you're projecting, you're in shadow. If you're triggered, you're in shadow. You're not doing anything wrong. We all do this. It's just awareness. So that's really ultimately what we're always doing. This work is about awareness and consciousness and getting deeper and deeper and excavating those layers. So it's good that I'm telling you this so that now you can have that intention for yourself. I really do like to let people go at their own pace. To a certain extent, if you come and sit with me in person in a training or at the retreat, I'm going to guide you to maybe move a little out of your comfort zone, maybe a little differently than you might move on your own, but there's still grace and ease. So if you're really ready to dive in and make actual transformation, like for real, the kind that people talk about, but you don't know if it really exists, shadow work. This is what we're doing. We're doing it with grace and ease, and we're doing it through empowerment. That's important to me. I have a long history of trauma. My entire childhood was trauma-based. So I'm a big fan of not attempting to heal trauma with more trauma. I do not believe in working that way. It does not resonate for me. So to me, this is a trauma-informed way of working with shadow. And obviously, trauma creates a lot of shadow for us. So Having said all that, let's do some shamanic journey. We got about 30 minutes. We might go a few minutes after since we started a couple minutes late. And I've got Aaron to back me up. And Sandra's going to keep an eye on all the technical. And I'm going to open the space and take you in. If you've not sat with me, I think everybody who's new, welcome to all the new folks, but I think everybody who's new has worked with me before. So if you don't have a lot of experience with me, check out the YouTube videos for shamanic journeying tips and techniques, and also just work with more of these sessions. But I'm going to take you into your sacred space, and if you're open to it, you do not have to do this. If you're open and ready and willing, let your guides know that you're setting the intention to bring awareness to these unconscious aspects, these shadow aspects, poco a poco, little bit at a time, hopefully. And let's just start there. And I'm going to let you connect with your guides. I'm really going to let you go off on your own tonight. That's the only guidance I'm going to give you. So, and that's a big place to start. Okay. So, Aaron, just keep an eye on me in the next, you know, however many cosmic minutes or whatever, and I'll turn it over to you and let you bring in some medicine. Okay. So nice breath into your belly. If you want to lie down, if you're able to lie down and close your eyes, you can sit down as well. Just take a nice breath into your belly. Take a couple breaths, actually. Bring some of that life force into your belly. Reconnecting with the archangel energy that surrounds us. You are in medicine world, held and supported in the sacred space. Just activating wherever you are right now is activated as medicine world, so that you are held in a safe container. And my guides are right there surrounding and protecting you energetically. And in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door. When you're ready, you can step through that portal door into your sacred space. And just take a moment and connect with your sacred space. Really allow yourself to see a visual of your sacred space. Of course, inviting in your guides. You can see if there's any new guides that are showing up this evening. You can invite in new guides if you'd like. Whatever feels good. I'm going to send Archangel Uriel to all the animals that live and are with you so that they'll relax and let you journey. And as you connect with your guides, feel free to ask them for support, for wisdom, for gifts that will support you with whatever you need right now. Let them know if you're ready to begin really excavating your shadow, bringing awareness to those unconscious places in your psyche. And if it's resonant, you can even invite in a future version of yourself to receive some wisdom as to how to get clarity of those unconscious places. Secret Site. 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Straight down energy, 999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 Sing God, oh, sing God, oh,
L'impiara, l'impiara. L'impiara, l'impiara. Mi corazón, mi cuerpo, mi mente, mi mente. Limpiare, limpiare. Limpiare, limpiare. Mi corazón, mi cuerpo, mi mente, mi mente. Limpiare, limpiare. Limpiare, limpiare. Mi corazón, mi cuerpo, mi mente, mi mente. Limpiare, limpiare. Limpiare, limpiare. Mi corazón. Mi cuerpo, mi mente, mi mente, mi mente, mi mente. alignment, that a sina alignment, that a sina embodiment. Medicina embodiment, medicina. Pachamama, medicina. Pachamama, medicina. Evolution, medicina. Evolution, medicina, focus, focus, medicina, focus, focus, medicina. Spine, spine, medicina. Spine, spine, medicina. Cobra, medicina. Cobra, medicina. You have the medicine within you, medicina. You are the medicine. You are the medicine. You are the medicine.
Thank you. Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, make your way back towards your portal door. If you want to keep journeying, you're welcome to do that. For those of you who would like to come back and say goodnight, goodbye to everybody on the recording, just tell your guides thank you. You can continue this journey at any time. You're welcome to bring your guides with you through your portal door, of course, to circle up around you right where you are in this third dimensional experience. When you feel your guides surrounding you, right there where you are, just close that portal door behind you. Remember to breathe into your belly. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. I encourage you to drink some water. It's always good to have some water to drink after a journey. Helps keep the energy moving, helps us integrate. So that was fun. So thank you all for being here. I've definitely missed you. It's good to be back in ceremony. My goodness, I have missed singing and shaking that shakalpa with my peoples. So I'm really glad we got to do that tonight. Thank you for being here live and in person and in all the beautiful places you are. And that Medicine World space, I'd like to talk a little bit more about Medicine World in an upcoming session. That Medicine World that I create, that energetic space, will stay activated around you if you would like, and that will be of support for energetic clarity and otherwise. So thank you for being here. Thank you, Aaron and Sandra, for helping out tonight. And yeah, obviously, feel free to share on the Facebook page anything you want to share. If you have any further questions, you can do that too. And so let's unmute everybody. Ms. Sandra.
Hello.
Sandra, you're still muted. But everybody else is unmuted, so if you want to say goodnight.